Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, it's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Indians keep on winning, and they'll play game two of this four-game series here in Chicago. And, Terry, I know managers don't like to talk about streaks and whatnot, but I think what's really been interesting is not only your last two road trips, but this has been a couple of years now. You see some teams that have a drastic split, like they can't win away from home or whatever. That hasn't been the case, and I'm guessing that isn't by plan, but it certainly makes you a tougher out.
You know, I think early in the season sometimes you'll see some trends, but I think if you're a good enough team, as you start to play a lot of games, those things have a way of evening out. And with our team, I felt like this from the very beginning. When we play good, we're fine wherever we are. And if we don't, it doesn't matter for home or away. You know, you can use your bullpen a little bit differently at home, and I think some teams are at a disadvantage on the road with their bullpen because of our guys' willingness to kind of pitch. You know, I don't think it's as much of a weakness when we're on the road as maybe some other teams.
Isn't it something, too, if you have really good starting pitching, there probably isn't a park in baseball that would concern you.
Well, there are, believe me. I mean, like yesterday I looked up and that wind was blowing out to right. I'm like, my goodness, this plays small anyway. But when you pitch, you know, when you get good starting pitching, it makes your bullpen better because you're not trying to reach for more. And it just, you know I say it all the time, but every run you score is so meaningful as opposed to just having a couple feel-good runs at the end of the game.
Boy, when Trevor Bauer goes out there now, Terry, you're almost like surprised when he doesn't have a dominant performance. He was really good again yesterday, and he also didn't let Avisail Garcia intimidate him.
Yeah, I think we've always said from the beginning, Trevor's going to compete, and he's never going to back down. You know, I also said after, and I saw what was going on. I saw Garcia kind of chirping at him. I guess in a perfect world, I wish he'd let the strikeout do his talking for him. But I also understand it. You know, you got some emotion going and stuff like that. I didn't think it was that big a deal. But I did like the way he pitched.
But, Terry, you've had a ball club now for the last 2 years. This whole ball club has that approach. You guys don't back down to anybody.
No, but I think there's a difference between, you know, having like a feud with your mouth as opposed to competing. I thought the way he pitched, he reared back and threw 97, 98, then snapped off a breaking ball. That, to me, is what you're looking for.
Well, what are you looking for tonight from Danny Salazar? How far can he go, Terry? And, I mean, what's the game plan?
Yeah, well, he's not going to go real far by design. You know, we're trying to build him up, and, you know, you could let him go out and have one really good game, but then you kind of worry about 5 days later. So we'll keep him pretty short. And in a way, it's kind of good because we want to keep guys like McAllister, Otero, Goody. We want to keep them sharp. And if for some reason the game gets spread out one way or the other, then we have more Armando or Merritt that can always use the innings.
Tito, will you go with a five-man, a six-man rotation? How does this all shake out?
Well, I mean, we're going to have six starters. But I think what we're going to do is just we're going to keep Kluber, Carrasco, and Bauer kind of on their, you know, in a rotation. Mm-hmm. They might need an extra day every once in a while. And we'll plug the other guys in where we think it makes sense. So Mickey has constantly updating that rotation. And we'll continue to communicate with the guys so they know when they're pitching. But we want to keep those top three kind of on the, you know, in a routine.
You and I were talking before we did the show. You're getting good reports from Andrew Miller himself.
Yeah, I was just checking on today. He threw a side yesterday. He'll throw another one tomorrow. That's good in itself. It'll be real good to get back and get your eyes on guys. You know, we saw Kip. Kip's here. We saw Brantley real quick last night. He came in for the draft, and then he flew home because he needs to work. But it's just nice to see those guys and see them getting better because they're such a big part of what we're doing.
And Jay Bruce and Bradley Zimmer, they're not in there again tonight. I know you do have a left-hander facing you.
Yeah, Zim is doing really well. The hope is that before the game, he'll be given the okay. He can't play until the doctor signs off on that. But he's had a real active day, and he's doing fine. But we do need to wait on the doctor. With Jay, I thought one more day, just because it's a left-hander, he could have played. I just think that we've gone this far. I'd rather err on the side of caution.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. You guys had your NFL fantasy draft the other night, and I thought it was really interesting. You brought in the injured players who were on the disabled list. Terry, you felt that that was important.
Well, they wanted to be there, and I couldn't think of a reason why they shouldn't be there. If they missed one day of rehab, you know, I mean, they're so good. They're so conscientious about what they're doing. And for them to be there with their teammates, I thought that's part of the reason we have this thing. It's kind of a team-building thing. And I wanted them to be there, and I was glad they were.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.